For the first time that I can remember, I'm afraid to live here. In this city, in this state, in this country. I know that reveals something about me and what I've been able to enjoy, especially given the fact that there has been a lot in the last 5 years that's been tough. Heck, there's been a lot in the last year that has been tough for those who love this city. But this is the first time for me that genuine fear has accompanied the sadness, the grief, the anxiety of the other tragic events that we have collectively endured. I know there are a lot of folks who have a lot of good and very valid reasons to be afraid right now. But I'm afraid because right now, I don't see how any of this ends. Previously, in moments of turmoil in our city and in our country, it felt like there was a future toward which we could head together. It felt like, yes, things are hard right now. We disagree right now. But through hard work and compassion and listening, we can get through this together. This moment feels different. It feels like we are miles and miles apart from one another. It feels as though we can't even begin to see the humanity in one another. It feels as though those we disagree with are and forever will be the other. And that's terrifying. In today's gospel reading, we have this little vignette from the beginning of Jesus' public ministry where he starts to gather some of his followers. A few verses earlier in chapter 1, Jesus picks up two guys named Andrew and Simon, and he renames Simon Peter. And in today's reading, Jesus pulls Philip into the mix. Philip comes from the same town as Andrew and Peter. And Philip, he had a friend, Nathanael. And Philip is pretty excited about his encounter with Jesus, so he finds Nathanael and he says, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." And Nathanael says, "Can anything good come from Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth?" You get the sense that Nathanael already knows the answer to the question which he is asking. Of course not. Nothing good comes from that place. See, Nathanael's from nearby Cana, so he knows a thing about that place and those people. There's no way something as good or significant or potentially world-altering as the Messiah could come from Nazareth. Nathanael's mind has been made up before he even asks the question. Can anything good come from there? It's a way of saying, I already know who you are. I already know what kind of people come from there. I already know what's possible and what isn't. See, Nazareth isn't just a town on a map. It's a category. It's shorthand. It's a way of sorting people into us, into them, into places and people worthy of hope, and places and people that are not. And if we're honest, we do this all the time. Can anything good come from them? From those people? Nathanael's fear and cynicism don't make him unusual. They make him just like us. But Philip doesn't argue. And maybe that's the surprising grace of this moment, that Philip doesn't try to convince Nathanael. He doesn't shame him, even if maybe Nathanael should be ashamed. He doesn't argue him out of his fear or his prejudice or his certainty. Philip just invites his friend into proximity with Jesus. Come and see. Because something happens when we actually see one another, not as categories or headlines, not as threats, not as enemies, not as people from Nazareth, but just as people, as human beings made in the image of God, as neighbors, as beloved. And right now, in this city, in this world, it feels like we're forgetting how to see each other. Fear is doing something to us. It's shrinking our imaginations and hardening our assumptions. It's turning neighborhoods into battlegrounds and neighbors into the other. And when fear does that, when fear writes the story, it becomes so easy to believe, just like Nathanael, that we already know everything that we need to know. That nothing good can come from there. That nothing hopeful or good or decent can come from them. That nothing redeemable can come from this moment. But then Jesus shows up. And he keeps inviting us to come and see. Come and see the humanity of the people that you've been told to fear. Come and see the grief of those whose lives have been torn open. Come and see the courage of neighbors watching out for one another. Come and see the places where God is still at work, still showing up, still walking with those who are hurting and grieving, feeling alone, feeling isolated. Because the story doesn't end with Nathanael's cynicism. It ends and begins again with Jesus, who enters into our humanity and the humanity of our neighbors, who chooses to align himself with the outsiders, the marginalized, the poor, the oppressed, the downtrodden. Jesus is not just inviting us into something new. Jesus is doing something that none of us can do on our own. Jesus is the one who refuses to let fear and prejudice or violence define what is possible. Jesus is the one who opens a future when we can no longer imagine one. That's why Jesus says to Nathanael, to us, you will see greater things than these. Heaven opened. In other words, God is not finished with this world. Even here, even now, even when we are afraid. And the invitation that Jesus extends is not go fix it. It's not figure it out. It's simply follow me. Come and see how God has chosen to meet this world, not from a place of power, but from a place of profound humility, from a place that no one would expect from Nazareth. Come and see how God holds together a divided world by stepping into it, by bearing it by refusing to abandon it. And as we come and see, what Jesus is doing, we find ourselves beginning to change. Our eyes begin to see just a little bit more clearly. Our fear loosens its grip. Our categories begin to break apart. Our minds and our ways of constructing this world begin to change. Not because we're better people all of a sudden, but because Jesus is present. Come and see. Trusting that Christ goes ahead of us, opening what is closed, crossing what feels unbridgeable, and calling us into not certainty, but into life. Amen.